Thank you and good morning. Eureka police arrested 29-year-old Perry Bailey and 21-year-old Sarah Dory following a traffic stop and vehicle investigation near 6th and N Streets on Tuesday night. The officer, who was familiar with Bailey from previous encounters, was initially given a false name, but Bailey was identified through his tattoos. The officer noticed a plate covered in foil on the center console of the car and initially thought it was a plate of food. Instead, the foil covered more than 3 ounces of methamphetamine. Both Bailey and Dory were booked for possession, while Bailey was also booked on warrant and probation violations. A 16-year-old Wiat boy was arrested by a California Highway Patrol sergeant following a vehicle pursuit in southern Humboldt on Tuesday morning. A CHP officer on patrol spotted the juvenile driving at a high rate of speed, headed southbound on 101, and he then led officers on a pursuit through the Avenue of the Giants. The boy was able to elude CHP officers for a short while until he was spotted near the 101 off-ramp at Founders Grove. The juvenile was forced to pull to the side of the road after an enforcement stop, and he was taken into custody and booked for felony evasion and drug possession. Arcata firefighters responded to a report of a fire at a house that was under construction on Boiler Avenue in McKinleyville on Wednesday afternoon. The first arriving engine company was able to make a quick attack on the blaze and quickly knock down the fire and get it under control. There were no residents in the empty structure, and the cause is suspected of being human-caused, but whether it is accidental or deliberate remains under investigation. Officials with the Six Rivers National Forest will host the first of 4 public meetings tonight in Crescent City to meet with residents of Del Norte County regarding the wildfires that scorched more than 30,000 acres in the region this summer. Forest Supervisor Merv George said it's a chance for forest officials to gather information and the perspective of the public on the impact of the fires. 3 other meetings are scheduled for the following weeks. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office and Willits Police report the story of a missing 5-year-old boy who was last seen by his family on Tuesday afternoon had a happy ending. Brett Brown left his house on the Brook Trail subdivision and said he was going on a field trip. The little boy was last seen by a family member walking toward a heavily wooded area adjacent to the family home. He apparently got lost in the woods and remained there overnight with the family dog, Tank. Search and rescue units from across the region were called in to assist, and a reverse 911 call was issued as well. Brett was found on Wednesday morning, safe and sound, and returned home. The Eureka City Council has approved a plan. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Eureka City Council approved the open space property maintenance plan at their meeting Tuesday night. The maintenance plan will implement incremental enforcement of illegal campsites on city-owned property along the Humboldt Bay, with the Greenbelt area behind the Bayshore Mall being the primary focus. Enforcement won't be as aggressive at campsites north and south of Del Norte Street, and City Manager Greg Sparks said in a statement, "We are not legitimizing any camping within the waterfront open space area, but our initial focus has been on ending camping directly behind the mall." Sparks went on to emphasize that this is a property maintenance plan and not a housing homeless plan.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka City Council meeting ran late on Tuesday night, with residents waiting to speak about how the city is handling the issues of crime, homelessness, and transiency on city property along the waterfront. The City Council discussed its open space property management plan at the meeting, a plan aimed at enforcing city ordinances that ban camping on public property and the cleanup and maintenance of coastal zones. That includes the removal of tarps and pallets and other building materials used in the construction of semi-permanent structures. Captain Steve Watson of the Eureka Police Department said that it must be a combined effort. One agency alone can't solve the problem.
These issues like homelessness and, you know, the crime problems, they're not just a police department problem. They're a larger community problem. They're a county problem. They're a problem that we're all facing, and any solutions are going to come from teamwork and partnership and not just one entity shouldering the whole burden.
Supervisor Virginia Bass has worked closely with the city on the issue and has also contacted state representatives to address regulatory issues at campsites.
But I know that the city of Eureka has worked really hard at getting even water agencies to come out and look. And that's kind of where it's really nice to have Senator McGuire's local staffer on board. You know, his goal is to start bringing every regulatory agency that has something to do with that area out here.
The city's plan is available for public review online. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.